I ask for a motion to resume in the open section of the meeting. Moved, Councillor Cocking, seconded Councillor Coffey. All those in favour? Thank you. I'll again do an opening that I declare this special council meeting, the open part of the 14th Alice Springs Town Council, open for the transaction of business as set out on the agenda, and I welcome councillors and officers and those in the gallery. I acknowledge the Central Arrernte people who are the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging, and a reminder to councillors that this meeting is being recorded and will be placed on council's website. Mr. CEO, any apologies?
None, Your Worship.
Does any councillor wish to disclose an interest with any regard to the matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 115 of the Local Government Act 2019? No. Just bear with me. Apologise. So, agenda item 7.1, we're being asked, there's four recommendations there. We're being asked to adopt the annual report of 2020-2021. Can I have someone move that, please? Moved, Councillor Buttar, seconded Councillor Cocking. Any discussion? Councillor Hopper.
I had a few small amendments that I emailed through that I was hoping weren't too late to be adopted. Some of them are numbers that are wrong. I don't know if you want me to read those 4 points. Yep. So on page 25 of the annual report, the first column on the right-hand side, there were 44 participants. This is to do with the increased STEAM and digital engagement. 42 participants in financial year 21 should read 20. Mm-hmm. Also on that same page, second from the bottom, Councillor Cocking brought this up, but I also had it circled, was that we say no fleet vehicle fuel reduction, so we haven't achieved that target, but it would be good to add what that data actually was, because there's data for everything else on that page. And on the following page of the report, number 26, the first box in the left-hand column, elected members participate in, and it's missing the 100%, so the target for the ordinary council meeting attendance should read 100, because on the right-hand column it comments on it.
Yep.
And then there was just one query I had. It's on page 28, the last paragraph, about regarding the pool, the leisure centre, and it talks about additional fencing around the barbecue area and outdoor learned swim pool was installed in January 21 to increase safety. This fencing allows the indoor centre doors to be opened in the heat of the day to increase airflow and provide a more comfortable environment for users while ensuring young children are prevented from wandering into the outdoor pool area. That's not correct from my experience at the pool with young children. So that fence actually stops young children getting into the indoor pool from the splash area, whereas if they come out of the indoor pool, they can get into the 50 metre lap pool without a fence. So it doesn't provide that. It's actually still quite stressful to have a runner in that area. So I'm not sure what the intention of the fence was, but it doesn't actually do what this paragraph says it does. And I believe that was it.
Thank you, Councillor Hopper. I'll go to the CEO.
Yeah. Thank you for those, Councillor Hopper. We'll make sure those are included in there and rectified.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Councillor Coffey.
Thank you. Just wanted to reinforce.
Oh, sorry. You've got the floor now, Councillor Cocking.
And thanks, Councillor Hopper, for raising the issue around fuel. That was an important point from my perspective. The other one is just a small issue. It's just with the events on page... Sorry. Under the environment, page 51 of the report, 62 are diligent. It says council provided funding, and this, I know this just because I used to work there, but the Dead Smart Eco Fair is held in August rather than September, just to get it completely correct. But other than that, I think it's a great recognition and reporting of the year that we've just previously had, and I think it's a credit to the team for putting it together and being able to tell that story to the community of all the different things that we do to provide service in the community. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cocking. Councillor Coffey.
Yes, thank you. And once again, I'd like to acknowledge the work of the CEO and staff in putting this together, and thanks for taking into account my previous comments, which I think nearly all of them were picked up, which is good. But just on page 26, or page 37 of Diligent, going back to an area that Councillor Hopper talked about, that first paragraph, and it talks about see page 13 for full attendance details. I think that's meant to be 15. That's all. Nothing major, but good to get these things right.
Thank you. Anything else? That was all, Councillor Coffey. Thank you. Councillor Banks.
Thank you, Mayor Patterson. Mr. CEO, just in regards to the budget discussions previously in the monies that were carried across from reserves to meet, we had the significant discussions around that. Just, I'm looking on page 70 of 111, just looking at the balance, beginning of the year net surplus. The correct amount, the indication was given that we were looking for a surplus at the end of the financial year adjustment, being these figures. Can you point me in the direction of where this will be found in this report?
I'll pass you to the director on this one, but I think what I'd be looking at is, I think it's page 69, isn't it? No, give me a second. There's a breakdown. Director, do you have the right page in front of you right now?
Councillor Banks, could you just repeat what number you are looking for?
I'm talking to the point, Madam Director, around in the discussions when we passed off on the last budget, we spoke around the roughly $4 million that we took from the reserves to balance the budget, and myself and fellow Councillor Melky just argued the point at that point around ensuring that when we did make the adjustments at the end of the financial year, that the monies, any surpluses from the resolve, this discussion, would be ensured that they are put towards, from memory, Councillor Melky, around capital were investment in infrastructure and the plant and equipment as necessary. I just, at that point in time, we were told that we were looking towards a surplus of balanced figures, and I'm just wanting to get an accurate figure around what that is looking like.
On page 59, on page 59, Councillor Banks, total comprehensive income was $5,661 in deficit, and the transfer between reserves was $8,319.
And then that lined, Mayor Patterson, that's on the report, and then that lined in the financials comes under what element of the financial report? Because it should correlate, just so I can...
So a rough calculation would be on page 57. You'd have the net surplus deficit position of 5,661 in the 2021 column. Roughly, depreciation has been taken.
Sorry, Mr. CEO, just on the correct page of the diligent.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. Yes, 68. My
Thank
apologies.
You. So you 57 of, yeah, yeah. And it was pretty pictures.
Yeah.
sorry, if you could start that again.
That's right. So the net surplus deficit position, and it is a deficit, is 5,661, and roughly you would remove the depreciation amount, which would give you a surplus position in the order of $3 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Banks. Any further discussion? Mr. CEO, you have your light on?
No.
Okay, thank you. No further discussion. That was moved by Councillor Batar, seconded by Councillor Coffey. All those in favour of the four recommendations? Any against? Try that again. A friendly reminder that you need to vote. All those in favour? Any against? It's passed unanimously. Thank you. There being no other business, I ask for a motion to close the meeting. Moved Councillor Cocking, seconded Councillor Hopper. All those in favour?